1 Peter 5. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am their fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of the Christ, who also am partaker of the glory about to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, exercising oversight, not by necessity, but willingly, not for base gain, but readily, not as lording it over your possessions, but being models for the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, ye shall receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, ye younger, be subject to the elder, and all of you bind on humility towards one another, for God sets himself against the proud, but to the humble gives grace. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the due time, having cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be vigilant, watch. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in faith, knowing that the selfsame sufferings are accomplished in your brotherhood which is in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, when you have suffered for a little while, himself shall make perfect, establish, strengthen, ground. To him be the glory and the might for the ages of the ages. Amen. By Silvanus, the faithful brother, as I suppose, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. She that is elected with you in Babylon salutes you, and Marcus, my son. Salute one another with a kiss of love. Peace be with you all who are in Christ.